Hey, everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Jake.
I'm Josh.
And today, we're doing a Morphinometry.
You remember when we did that one? Here's what was the first one even on?
It was on the Unaired Pilot.
It was?
Yep.
Oh, look at us.
It was the first time I watched it, which also, what we're watching today, first time I'm watching this.
I didn't know this existed until somebody told us about it.
Well, Gary sent us a, like the booklet.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like, until it was part of this show is the reason why that I know about it.
Yeah. So we're watching the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers World Tour live on stage. Parentheses full.
Parentheses full.
So it's the whole thing. It's 1 hour and 10 minutes. We have it queued up on my TV. You're going to be able to hear it in the background so you can sync up sort of, or it'll throw you off if you want to watch it with us. The link will be on our Twitter at Morphin Grid, which by the way, I should probably go through those, huh? How many times have we done this?
It's a bonus episode. There's no rules.
MorphinGrid@Tumblr.com is the website. You can email us at littleidiots.MorphinGrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter, at MorphinGrid. We're on Facebook, Facebook.com/MorphinGrid, iTunes, Stitcher, et cetera, et cetera. January 1st, arrested. You guys know the deal by now. The link is on Twitter. So if you want to pause this, set it up. That's cool. We're going to count down when we unpause, and you do that with us, okay? And we're going to hope for the best.
It goes up to 240p, and we're looking at the solid black opening that is very pixelated.
Yeah, the
look. And if you're going to listen to this without watching it, it's going to be a lot of weird gaps and out-of-text comments.
Yep. So. Or we'll end up talking about something completely not related. This is just us hanging out while watching this. So, bonus episode!
Woo.
All right, ready?
I guess.
3, 2, 1. Oh, no. Wait, oh, what is that?
What?
Is that Cyclops?
No.
Okay, so this has got to be a transferred videotape from 1996. Because those are Zed putties, so we're looking at post-94. Oh, gosh.
No, is that Babu?
Was that Babu? That was Beast from X-Men. And that, okay, I thought that was, at least the putties are basically the same. The
putties look fine. Are any of the actual cast in this?
I don't know. I don't think so, if I had to guess. Oh, posing
in front of... Did that look like the Black Ranger had a pot belly? It was like pushing his belt down a little bit.
I couldn't really tell. Mighty Morphin 7-Up presents. Thank God, 7-Up. Oh man, this is filmed exclusively for this stage show.
What season does this fall in?
Oh. Well, we'll find out whether or not Rocky and Adam and Aisha are in it.
Or we won't.
Did that just look like there was someone behind him?
No, maybe.
It looked
is
like
this just repurposed
episode
footage?
It looked like it was there, like a sleeveless Tommy was standing behind him. Keith Devon, Chet Levin.
Oh no. Power Rangers are going to have to fight Lavos in this stage show.
Is that a Pokemon?
That's a Chrono Trigger.
Oh, okay. We reference. Haven't done Chrono Trigger yet. We should do Chrono Trigger sometime. For
I think it's on my Wii U.
This is really, really terrible.
Oh, now we're on the stage. Okay. All right,
we've made it to the stage.
That is very obviously a different comet.
Well, I mean, that one looked like a space shuttle.
How much is a ticket to this, do you think?
Or
was, I should say.
I was going to say, yeah, was, because right now it would be infinity dollars. You need to buy a time machine first. Is this a Cyclops man? Men? Cyclops men?
They're real good at walking like robots.
Yeah, I was about to say, maybe they were Cyclops robots.
Probably scaring every small child.
Why do they walk like robots?
Because they're aliens. Is this a pre-taped audio track?
I think so.
Or is there someone backstage with a microphone?
No, I think it's definitely pre-taped.
Why are they doing the icky shuffle?
Okay, how many eyeballs do these guys have? They look like a cyclops that has four eyes.
Oh,
Lord Zedd is the prince. Lord Zedd is Ozzy Osbourne.
What does he look like?
Okay, so Zedd. So it's at least season two.
Oh, he looks fine.
Mostly the same. His head's a little large. It looks like he's got a Santa beard for a mouth.
That might just be the 240p talking.
That might be. Okay, so this is definitely season two.
Oh, that's the Rita that the new Imagine X toy is based on.
What a weirdly specific thing.
So I have a question.
Okay.
What is happening?
I don't know. Is this the mutiny?
Did he just kidnap Rita?
I think this might be the mutiny. Babu looks like that little surfboard guy toy of Babu. Okay, well, Rita's wrapped up in a sheet. Goldar is horrible.
She's in a nice cocoon. She will emerge a beautiful butterfly at the end of this show.
These are like awful large toy versions.
Now she's a ghost.
She's a spookum. Oh no, Babu. That was squat.
That was squat.
Who could tell?
Oh no, she has been made a toy.
What?
Wait, did they just do like stage magic?
I think so. Yeah, I think this is like the plot of the mutiny. Oh, this being forcibly deposed gives her a headache.
Remember when Goldar sounded different?
Like the first 30 episodes?
They were trying to figure him out.
That was a weird time. Wait, are they made of tin?
I don't know. That's a weird threat. Because they're made out of clay.
They're made of clay. Goldar's made of gold. Nobody here is aluminum.
Squad Babu, get behind the wall for the rest of the show.
Here's your little peephole wall. Just sit here and make comments. Hey, you know what would be real fun? If, like, the plot started happening.
So what were the robot guys, and where did they go?
I have no idea. They said that they were here to learn from Lord Zedd, and then they knocked. And then they forgot they left the oven on? Oh. This is a Sega Genesis FMV game. Alpha, chill. Now remember, they are all in various locations. Whatever that means.
Uh-oh. So are there screens in the theater?
I think so.
Okay.
All right, let's see how terrible this, Oh, what the heck?
He's teleporting in. Oh, no.
Oh, no. I don't think the kids...
Oh, the kids love Alpha.
I don't know if the kids will know this is Alpha if we don't make his head enormous. Oh, it's a park now.
I like this.
Oh, you remember Putties?
I do.
Who turns around like that?
I think there's a song coming on.
What if they did a song? What if the Putties did a song, but all the words are... But it was like... Total Eclipse of the Heart by Bonnie Tyler, but just with...
I wish they would show some of the parents, just like, oh.
Some of the parents reading a book. I would say on their phone, but this is like way before that.
Alpha's like a Hyrule Castle guard.
I can only see four dots in front of my face. So as long as you don't cross that, you're in the clear. Oh, Putties, you're better than that.
Well. Is that number six?
That's number six. That's our boy number. No, number six was a regular Putty.
You're right.
They might be the reborn number six.
Maybe.
Alpha, remember that time Putties attacked you and you just zapped them all to death with your head laser?
That doesn't work on the Zed Putties, though.
Oh, so just
they
touch them in the stomach.
They need physical force to the Z.
Okay, I'm really, really excited to see how... Putties...
I don't...
Why are you kayaking? What's going on here?
That... It's making me think of something else.
Oh, no! Oh, no! If you guys are watching along, you get it. Okay, are they going to come down as people or are they going to come down as morphed?
I think they're coming down morphed.
These are like the... Whoa!
How can those people even see what's happening? That's why Alpha's head is so big.
And that little gold dot might be Alpha.
Their various locations have all converged into the park.
Okay, this is a clever way to get around it. Because I was like, are they going to come down with people wearing giant head versions of Jason David Frank and all them? Okay, so I'm confused now because the mutiny took place before Rocky, Adam, and Aisha.
I don't know why that was part of this.
I don't know.
So I started watching Lost Galaxy today.
Yeah, I saw that.
The theme song is really cool. And hearing this theme song made me think, like, Lost Galaxy one's very different, but just as good, I think.
That's cool. I'm going to have to start watching now.
Yep.
Because you did. So.
I watched 5 episodes today.
I remember it being really good.
It is really good. They do a lot of neat things, like... By the 3rd episode, it's like a lot of cool stuff is being set up.
Yeah. From what I remember, a lot of it pays off. Nobody talk. None of you Power Rangers talk. We're not paying those kids to say more words than we have to.
They're all just posturing at Alpha.
Oh, Zordon's back. Okay.
Oh, the Putties in the park were causing a disturbance in the time field.
I hate Zordon. I hate Zordon so much. That was Adam. That was for sure Adam's voice coming out of Tommy. I'm not crazy, right?
No, it okay. was definitely not Tommy. That was Tommy.
They're doing all
I
that.
I thought maybe they just had different voice actors. But no.
John Young Bosch pulling triple duty.
What?
This could have been called Mighty Morphin Putties Live. Because I think we've seen more putties than anything else. Are they tripping balls right now? Can I say that? Can I say that? I mean, I'm not editing any of this, so...
Right. I mean, he's going out that way. What are they doing?
I wish I knew. Okay,
Here we go with this again.
Oh, they are making...
Oh, they do have a song. They do have a song.
That's a really grunty version.
I was going to shake my head and like make that gurgle a little bit, but I have a headache a little. So I
don't do that.
I didn't do that.
Don't exasperate it for this. That goof is not worth it. Oh, boy.
Are they going to take a kid?
Oh, I hope so. Quit wiggling your butt at kids. Hey, one of you kids needs to be... Why are you giving him high fives? He's a bad guy.
No, he's... Take him. Now steal kid, him.
Hit him. Hit him in the Z.
I think one of them did get hit in the Z.
Maybe. Guys, you know how to do these putties.
Is this intermission? What's happening?
I don't know. It can't be intermission. We're only like 5 minutes into it. We're only like 15 minutes into it.
Oh, good. We only got like 90 to go.
85.
I read an hour is 100 minutes for some reason.
So did I guess, then, because I just went with it.
I want to point out that box is definitely not securely sealed in any way.
No, those doors are flapping about. That looks so bad. Everyone's just making... No one's saying anything. Everyone's just making noises. Everyone gets the bill.
What are you doing?
This is a good time, Annie, to talk about it. I had this idea for a new podcast.
Yeah?
Do you want to do a Legend Hidden Temple podcast?
I don't know if I want to add a third one to the rotation. Doing Pokemon World Tour sometimes is killing me a little bit. So.
It's once every 2 weeks.
Yeah, but there's a lot of extra prep work, and it's like, it's a lot. I don't want to do another one right now.
Keep it on the back burner. Oh, God.
Where are the robot guys?
I have no idea. Why did they make those suits? They could have just started with Lord Zed going, hey, I'm here now.
They needed someone to knock on the door.
I feel like I need to Google what's happening.
So to fully enjoy this, you have to be watching the video, listening to us, and have a Wikipedia about this thing open.
Oh, there they are.
Okay.
Phew. I was about to ask if you think any of the children there remember that...
Is there a contortionist monster in there? Oh, no, they're just putting... Rita in a safe.
Now she's in a double box.
I don't put her in there. Now the toy will come to life. Like the Indian in the
it's
cupboard.
It's not a cupboard. It's a safe. It wasn't Indian.
It's not a safe. No safe opens on a hidden, like, two doors out like that.
You're right.
Now I am entirely... What happened? Why are we here?
Why did they bring her back out? Why did they put her into a doll form just to make her a people again?
Uh-oh.
Fire Lion. That looks...
That's
a Lego Chima.
That's a Lego Chima.
That's the main Lego Chima.
Leo?
Sure. Maybe Leon. Oh, he's got an eye patch. He's a bad guy.
I think it is Leon. What was his name? I already forgot.
Lumitor?
Pyroar.
Pyroar. The Pokemon.
You think he has any venom or toxic powers?
I hope so. I would like him to toxically send someone to another dimension.
Or venomously
burn them?
Burn them?
This is...
How does he live? What does he drink?
You guys...
He's an earth creature. Zed said that he's an earth creature. Yeah.
Okay, so, guys, I didn't think it was possible, but there is a dumber, more for babies version of Power Rangers. It is a stage show.
What's going on with Rita?
I don't know. What?
Where's Pyroar going?
It's new because it's purple. It's not. Why did they base all the toys off of this one?
I don't know. That's really weird, right?
Yeah.
That's the Imaginext Rita?
Yeah. Did we crack the code? Are we the first people discovering this? Also, I like that she doesn't have the super pointy bra.
But still has her breast. Did they just hang Rita now?
I think they teleported her to space.
I was going to say she still has her breasts highlighted.
Yeah, that's still she's still a lady monster. Sorceress witch. Don't worry about it, guys.
Zed is being completely bipolar with Rita.
Did he just send her?
He poofed her.
Did he poof her to a second moon? Aren't they on the moon right now?
Yes.
When did they send her? What was that?
Lord Zed's rocking that Taz neck.
FTW 13. Rocket Buster. I don't remember all of Taz's catchphrases.
Human suplex machine.
That's it. Okay, now are we going to get a video of them destroying the monster in 2 seconds? Nope. Okay, nope. The city!
It's the city!
This guy's creeping me out.
I hate Pyroar. The monster, not the Pokemon. I like the Pokemon quite a bit.
I think it's a pretty cool Pokemon. I like this guy. Gender forms. I like that. The male version is the Chinese or the Japanese symbol for fire.
Yeah.
That's pretty neat. Well, flawless is wrong, I bet. Where are the Power Rangers? They're
just dancing in the park with Alpha.
I don't know what's going on. How are they going to fill 50 more minutes?
Jake, we made a mistake doing this.
We made a mistake. Guys. It's a cave. He lives in a palace on the moon. Oh, you suit actors are doing your hardest, huh?
There's one mouth in this whole stage show, and it just poofed on the moon.
Wait, I thought they were on the moon in a cave.
No, they were in a cave. They were in Zed's cave.
On Earth?
Yeah, you know, the cave that he has outside in Grove Park. where he kept...
Is that his summer home?
Some people. You know, those two guys, and then Adam, Ish, and Rocky were chained up. They got right. free, but then got chained up again. I think that was on Earth.
That was. It might have been in a dimension. It's been so long.
So, wait, were they just, like, going through a cave? Was the cave a shortcut?
I don't know.
Because they're not in the cave anymore.
They just
had, like, a stock cave background. They were, like, right into the show. Kids aren't going to care as long as they're doing flips and stuff.
We got this set left over from the He-Man stage show.
We also have this monster, I think, left over from He-Man. Is there a He-Man stage show?
I hope so. I bet that's awful. We should have watched that. There is a live-action He-Man movie. I think it's on Netflix. We could have watched that instead. Was he just Mark Marrowing? Was he just... Rocky was just shadowboxing. Adam, you're better than this. They're punctuating every syllable.
They're like, you can see them putting the periods down.
Okay, if you're not watching, Tommy's communicator just rang, and he like signaled the beeps with his hands. Like he was like,
yes. I didn't see that. We've got to try and stop them before they get to the cave. They're miming so hard.
All right, back to the putties, because this is not about Power Rangers. This is about putties, guys. Yeah, do a countdown, because last time it was an unmitigated disaster.
That dad was getting more into it than that kid was.
That kid did not want to be here. That dad's like, we're going to see the Power Rangers stage show, and you're going to like it. And you're also going to be Billy for Halloween.
Kid's like, I don't even like Power Rangers that
much. Ninja Turtles and sports.
We're going to the Power Rangers stage show.
Or else.
Or else you're under arrest.
You're grounded until you're 40.
So anyone who doesn't leave us a review by January 1st, you'll be able to meet that kid in jail.
Ask him how it's been treating him. Did they just let him go? What? Hey, guys, I think I'm finding a couple problems with this stage show.
There's a couple minor plot holes. One of them is all caps, what?
No question mark. Flat what? Okay, we got him. Let's let him go now. And then let him beat us up. Jeepers Christmas. Okay, she's chained. She's got handcuffs on. Does he...
No.
Also the chain handcuffs are like 3 feet long.
You could throw a good punch
with
that.
You've got plenty of room. Why aren't they just sending him to the moon? Did the people who wrote this watch any episodes of Power Rangers?
Nope.
I'm going to Google what's happening.
Okay. I think the only consistent plot point so far is that Aisha and Adam have been captured. Everything else has just been dancing.
You can move your arm. No, okay, no. If they fall for that, they're the worst. Well, way to believe in yourself, Babu. Power Rangers. Live. No. Nope. It's not on Wikipedia.
The internet doesn't even know what's going on.
Let me do a regular Google.
I think right now they're reverse psychologizing them into bringing them... No, they got the chains off.
Okay, so now they're making Babu and Squat mad at each other so they can...
I think so.
So they can skedaddle.
Whoa.
Oh.
Now you must battle the Robocone heads. In an old factory.
They brought the chair and the fan to the makes a shadow to the cave. Oh, no, you can't teleport because of the robo cones. Okay, the Power Rangers wiki is not loading. It doesn't want
me.
We're
using all your internet on this.
It's in 240p. That's barely visible to the naked eye. All right, I found a summary.
Okay. Is it a plot summary or just the Power Rangers and Putties dance for an hour?
No, okay, my internet on my phone just crashed. It doesn't want me to know. Okay, he's doing some sweet cheerleader tricks. Kind of into that. Can somebody... Okay, if anyone of you has seen this before, can you just, like, tweet us what the heck those two guys are for? Why are they here?
You show what?
Be bait.
Oh, okay. I thought he said baked, and I was like, don't you dare bring a pizza into this. Don't you dare do it.
How dare you? Well, one of them, anyway. No, Kimberly, too.
Yeah, the other two are Rocky and Tommy.
Yeah.
So not really known for their smarts.
Nope.
What if he was just like, I think I'll let him go.
It seemed nice. I'll let him go as long as I don't put water near me. Okay, guys, I want to point out that in every episode of Power Rangers, at the 17-minute mark, the fight between the Power Rangers and the monsters come to a head, and they grow to monster size, giant size, and fight them in a robot. It's kind of what happens in every episode of around 17 minutes. We are... currently,
but that's 17 out of 20 minutes.
We are currently 31 minutes in, and I don't know what's going on.
Adam and Aisha are captured.
Okay,
that's it.
And
Rita poofed on the moon after Zed shrunk her, put her in a dumpster, put her in some kind of medieval torture contraption, stretched her back to regular size, let her hang out for a minute. Then got mad at her and poofed her on the moon.
I think he threw her to the moon and the poof was her hitting the moon and exploding. Okay, Billy and Tommy, the suit actors in this. Zed's jamming our signal, so like I came here?
Okay, this is low quality. What's going on Alpha's butt?
I don't know. He's got like a shelf, I guess, above his butt.
Maybe. No, I was going to say maybe that's like the microphone pack.
Alpha, turn around. Show us your butt.
But there's no microphones.
Okay. I think Billy is the biggest offender of the using your hands to talk. Do you remember when we did Alpha's Magical Christmas?
No, I think I repressed that.
What would you rather do again? This or Alpha's Magical Christmas?
Jake, if I ever have to make that decision, I don't think the Morphin Grid is going to continue.
I toyed with the idea of floating that every year for Christmas we do Alpha's Magical Christmas. But then I remembered Alpha's
How
Magical
did we do,
Christmas.
Was that a Morphin Commentary too?
No, that was a proper episode.
Okay. how long was it? Like 5 minutes of us just saying, oh, they do all the Christmas songs and some you probably have never heard before. It's awful.
And also Alpha kidnapped a bunch of children. I feel like that's what's happening here too, but on a much larger scale. This is my supervillain origin story. This super terrible thing is my supervillain origin story. We should have watched literally anything else.
Oh, that's your wife.
No, they're not married yet. Because it takes place before.
Aren't they?
It takes place before and after and during the mutiny.
But we don't know how far before in time that opening segment was. Because now Adam, Aisha, and Rocky are here.
I have no idea.
She unpoofed.
Why are they summoning her? Why don't they just have this doll hooked up to a wire?
Hi, honey. Because that's his wife.
That might just be an I Love Lucy reference. Is she a bookula?
Can we back out of this?
I don't know. If ever there was a time now.
Why is Rita a bukula? Rita Rabukula.
Everyone's favorite childhood monstrous.
Hey, robot guys, dump her off the stage.
Did she huff a bunch of paint on the moon?
I hate this.
You know, jokes for kids.
There's jokes for kids, and then there's bad jokes for kids.
Well, she's like...
But even the kids are like, Dad, this is dumb.
Dad, this sucks. I hate Power Rangers.
Oh, should you pay for this ticket? Infinity dollars? That was a terrible idea,
Dad.
That's
a waste. She just said, like, watch your hands. Are they groping her? That's gross.
How come everything outside of Power Rangers is bad? Everything that's like a Power Rangers knockoff but still officially licensed can't be cool.
What other things?
Why is that?
What else are we talking about here?
Like the Magical Christmas episode. I feel like this is like the third or fourth time we've watched something that's Power Rangers but not like in the timeline.
Right.
That we've just grown through the whole time.
It's at least the second. I don't know if there's a third.
I can't think of one now. Maybe
either.
It is only the second.
Well, okay.
But it's crap like this that people are like, that's a dumb thing that you like.
Right.
Right?
Yeah. Wait, are they monkeys?
In Power Ranger suits?
Yep.
I'm into that.
They're turning it around. Get it? Because he's a monkey?
He's a baboon. That's not a monkey.
A baboon is a monkey.
It's a primate. It's not a monkey.
Is there a difference?
I think so.
I thought it was...
Maybe monkey just means primate.
I thought monkey was like any hairy, super hairy human with opposable toes.
I think monkey might be a sub...
I thought it was like there was thing. Ape and then there was
genus?
A different one.
Genus?
A genus is the word. I don't know what... I didn't go to biology school. That's not even a thing.
Are they now they're birds.
Now they're parrots.
They're doing like legit stage magic.
Man, can you imagine if they like made this cool?
Next they're elephants.
I'm excited about
now
that.
Now there's going to be rangers again. Oh, I messed up. However could I have foreseen this? Are there going to be dinosaurs and just like rip everything apart?
Going to turn them into giant people. They're going to step on us. Oh, great. Everyone's
favorite's
back.
Now they're
going
to be bowls of water. How many times did they perform this show? And was it the same monster every time? Probably,
oh,
right?
Oh, for sure. I bet it's the same voice track and they have everything.
But this wasn't a traveling show.
Was oh, it, it was.
That's a shame.
I remember being so mad.
That you couldn't go?
That I couldn't go.
Well, lucky you.
Lucky me.
In retrospect.
You know what? I bet if I would have saw this when I was a kid, I would have ate it up. I would have been like, this is the bomb.
This is fat.
This is all that and a bag of chips. Oh. Do you remember that one?
I do.
What other ones you got?
That's it.
Tubular? That's a little before our time.
No, I still say sweet, so I don't know if that counts.
Mint. This is mint. I don't know when that came about, though.
I never said mint.
Never mind, dummies. Where do you keep going?
Jetting.
Oh, they're lightning jetting. Jetto, jetto, jetto man. Jetman's got a killer theme song, BT Dubs. All the Sentai shows have a great theme song.
Really?
As everyone I've heard is wonderful. Speaking of which, I'm going to start watching O-Ranger along with Zio. Because I read a little bit about O-Ranger and it sounds bananas.
I like that there's crowd participation. I don't like that it's been just this one thing every 10 minutes.
Yeah. Oh, yes, please, one more time.
Why do they need the crowd to yell at them for them to properly teleport? Here they come. Via satellite, here's the Rock and the Power Rangers.
Here they come. Away. Because they were just here. Why did
this
they...
This is like that scene from Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
Why did they say... they just, why? They were just here.
Well, it's now, a stage show, so they have the one play, but now they're in a different location, right?
Yes.
So they had to teleport there.
Okay, so it's post Thunderzord, obviously.
Ooh, are we getting a stage show Megazord?
Oh, I hope so.
Or is it all just going to be a 30-second video screen fight? Yeah,
they can't use anything because all the fights from this era are 14 seconds long.
I have a question.
Okay.
Why are they calling the Zords? I don't think any monsters have grown.
They look, this is clearly not canon. They are not observing the rules. Nobody talk when you get in your cockpit. That seems like the audio is off, right?
Something doesn't seem right.
What, if I'm only going to put my finger on what? Hey, kids, you came here to see a stage show version.
I hope you want to see the whole Megazord sequence. You can never escape it.
Hey, the show's running a little short. What do we do? Oh, just play the whole Megazord sequence.
We have to hit an hour 10. We can't. We're at an hour 9:15 right now.
Oh, I think that's being a little conservative. We're at an hour 6. We have 4 minutes of more.
You're right. I only gave it 45 seconds.
Zord sequence. Oh, boy. Also, when the lightning...
This one kid in the crowd just has his hands up.
This kid, woo! This one kid just watched Palmer Dalton 2.
All right, so I think what we just saw was a mother with some of those Pink Ranger gloves on doing a dance, and her daughter put her arm out and was like, Mom, stop.
You're embarrassing me at this Power Ranger show. Mom, my friends are here.
Also, I'm embarrassed enough just being a part of this.
I got this one girl. They keep going back to this one girl in like a pink cowboy jacket. It's my favorite. Pyroar might also be a Skylanders.
Yeah, he's like a fusion between a Skylander and a Chima.
What is Chima? It's just animal people,
it's
right?
Elemental animal people.
I'm into that.
Yeah. The elemental part, I might just be making up because there's a fire lion right in front right. of me.
I think there's...
But there's definitely different, like, tribes and stuff of animal people. Yeah. I don't know a lot about it.
I kind of dig that.
So the Zord is on the screen. The Zord's and the on monster the screen, is on the stage.
And he's just swiping at it, and they're stumbling around. This is bull honky, you guys.
When did he grow?
It doesn't even look like he did. His voice is creeping me out. I don't know what it is, but...
That seems like a regular monster voice to me.
It's just like a weird reverb. Oh, man. I missed a Phoenix gun.
They just did that. Now they're doing it again.
Do it again. One more time.
Megazord just blowing up because Pyroar was walking across the stage.
Megazord just got dunked on.
Do you think they wrote this?
I don't.
Or they just were like, go do Power Rangers on stage.
I think what happened
was... And the kids are so happy that they got knocked out of the Megazord.
I think what happened was Midnight Shenanigans' kids really liked Power Rangers. And they said, Dad, you need to do a movie about Power Rangers. And then they explained what Power Rangers was, and that's all the information he got. But instead of a movie, he did a stage show.
So I think you were right. He was never huge.
Yeah. So he just beat up...
He just beat up a whole Megazord.
The White Tiger Thunder Megazord from being a regular size.
Yeah.
But four dudes are giving him trouble. I don't like Pyroar. I don't like anything that's going on.
I don't like this stage show. I'm going to be honest with you.
I mean, they're flipping around. It must be... I mean, like... First of all, okay, I'm interrupting myself. Pyro just totally no-sold two kicks to the face. I don't like that. All right? You're exposing the business.
He probably can't see a lot.
That's probably true. Ooh. They're just using a lot of words.
Power of fire, fueled by the evil of Lord Zed.
That, like, have no connective tissue.
Chant, go, go, Power Rangers. It's been about 10 minutes.
Oh, no.
No. Hope the first three rows have their tarps ready.
Is there a sign? This little splash zone sign?
I don't think this is how rain works. They're not doing a dance at all.
Do you think any of these kids feels really stupid right now? Or do you think they're like...
I think some of them are like, oh, yeah, I want rain. And then other ones are like, oh, come on.
They just swept up in it.
Look, there's like the 6-year-olds who are into it, but like the 7.5-year-olds are like, I just want to go home.
Right here, like, I'm tired. Can we go to Pizza Hut? And they go to Pizza Hut, and they're like, oh, we should have gone anywhere else but Pizza Hut. Oh, they chanted rain into existence. Why?
Did it rain? I couldn't tell, because...
Yep.
Oh.
Hold up a minute, playa. He had Kimberly seed the clouds with silver iodide?
That made it rain?
Why'd you need the kids then?
That is just words strung together with no connective tissue. That is Billy saying science words.
Why did they decide? This is so weird.
I ate some bird seed. I liked it.
Taste of that bird seed. Why Adam?
Because he's the most effective, so they had to get him out. Whoever wrote this is jealous of how good Adam is at being a Power Ranger.
I'm going to try looking up what's going on again, see if the internet isn't going to poop its pants on me. Yeah, cover up the birds because...
It's time for them to go to bed.
We want them to fall asleep. Okay. I found out where we are. Okay, guys, spoilers.
Okay, yeah.
They're going to summon another monster.
No.
Oh, his weakness is very dumb.
I think we only have about 20 minutes left.
Oh, well, I'm about to ruin your day when it's only 36 minutes in. Okay, no, okay. That's about 20 minutes.
Going by the recording time, which is a little longer than the time that we've been watching.
This is just a systematic disassembling of us, right? Like, this is another prank that we're pulling on ourselves.
Yeah, I think so.
Guys, next time we decide to watch something that's Power Rangers but not, one of you needs to come to Austin, Texas and slap us in the mouth.
Knock on the door. Pick one.
Either one.
Pick a door. One of us will answer and just, like, slap us and leave. We'll get it.
We'll understand. Okay, we'll just watch.
And then we'll text whichever door you went to, we'll text the other one and be like, we can't watch that.
I just got slapped by someone. I hope it was someone we know.
Are they? They're building a monster.
Okay. Well, that's kind of neat.
I hope it's not.
Oh, this is my favorite scene from the Scooby-Doo movie.
All right, so I like the putties.
Okay, but?
But they're the only thing that makes sense in this goofy, stupid stage show.
Yeah.
I like that putty in particular.
Okay, they are...
I hope this monster is easier to put together than a silver monkey.
It's already three parts.
I want them to put the head on backwards like three times in a row before they figure it out.
Also, if we did a Legend of the Hidden Temple podcast, did they do the Silver Monkey would be a segment. Silver Monkey Watch. I don't know. I guess I'm just confused by everything.
I'm trying to hear the lyrics to this song.
It's just, save
all I'm hearing is Silly Monkey. We're building us a monster.
I didn't hear any of those words. Oh, congratulations. You made something that can move worse.
Also, they brought on trained monkeys to be in those cages
for 5 seconds. I don't think those are real
5 seconds.
I think those were stuffed monkeys.
They were fake? Okay, that makes a lot more sense.
Because that's what I thought. I was like, okay, they turned them into parrots. That's expensive 4 seconds. Because you got to hire monkeys. Monkeys get royalties. I don't know how you pay a monkey. Bananas? I don't know.
Yeah.
You gotta pay their trainer.
Groom it.
Okay, groom it.
You have to eat the bugs, though.
You gotta make sure it doesn't poop everywhere.
This is bad. That thing isn't gonna... You tip that thing over, he's done. He's laying on his back, but still, like, lifting and putting his legs down. Like, he's trying to walk.
It's basically a giant Chuck E. Cheese.
Machine Empire's watching this just like, oh, God.
You guys. We're taking over. We're assuming it's so easy.
This is why, if this never existed, we never would have got Zeo, because the Machine Empire wouldn't have got offended and come to Earth.
Right. I was thinking about Zeo. I don't want to spoil anything for Zeo, but it's like the first thing that happens, so I think it's okay. I was thinking the other day, season 3 ends with the Power Rangers losing.
Yeah.
Everything blows up. Power Rangers are losing. Season 4, Zeo has to start with the Machine Empire coming in and going, hey, Zed, no, us. I know you finally won, but nope. I feel like we missed some important information. You're
talking about the Machine Empire. Now the power parrots are trying to speak words.
I mean, they're parrots. They can talk. There's an Animorphs book where they turned into parrots and they had to talk. And they were like, it's weird because we never talked as animals before. I don't know why I thought of that.
Oh, because there's parrots there trying to talk.
Yeah. And I've been thinking a lot about Animorphs recently. I recently found somewhere, don't worry about it, the entire... Phantomorphs collection. It fell off the back of a truck. there's also a really great podcast called The Hindsight, all about Animorphs. Every 2 weeks, they go over one of the books. Yeah. It's pretty great. Animorphs is pretty awesome, and I forgot how great it was.
Tommy is trying to communicate with the Aisha bird. Oh, excuse me. Saba must have been talking to the Aisha bird. Here's how you speak to a parrot. Squawk, squawk. Squawk, squawk, squawk. Yes, I am talking. Look at how much I'm shaking.
He's doing, he's playing Skyward, not Skyward Sword. He's playing Twilight Princess.
Right.
Doing some sweet waggle controls. This monster is defeated by loud noises.
He makes a loud noise when he walks. Jake?
Look, I'm just telling you what I read on the wiki and what is being presented right now.
Oh, God!
Kid buddy.
Well, I'm going to get one kid that's just like yawning instead, but like they couldn't tell the difference right away.
I just want to get one.
So they put the camera on him.
I want a shot of one parent sneaking a nip off a flask because he's surrounded by 900,000 screaming children.
That is a WrestleMania's worth of screaming children.
Literally, there is a part in this show where all the children have to scream
as loud as they can. And that one kid took that to heart.
He meant it. Look, Power Rangers aren't going to die on his watch.
Nope. It sure was not.
Was
Rocky just a British Billy for a second?
Not everybody at once. That's why they can't hear you. Because they're all yelling. They get confused easy.
What is... Oh, it's a flashlight. It's like, why does that little girl just have a whooping stick?
This is my foam whooping stick. And dole out foam beatings with it. We got a national no snitching policy. If you break it, you get the whooping stick.
They were in Lord Zedd's cave earlier, weren't
they? And then they teleported away, and they teleported to the park, and they teleported back. And now they're in the park again. I want to see the script. If there is one.
Oh, it's a title page. 109 blank pages. And then a credits page at the end. I don't know what the end of a script looks like.
Why is Chet Lemon hiding under his desk?
Why is he... What was he doing under there? He is now getting dressed.
Like, I'm glad this is an all-ages podcast, but sometimes...
Sometimes I just want to... I just want to say...
I need to say other things that I can't. Because it looked like he was doing something weird under there. He was being a gross boy under there. I want to know... Okay, this is getting weird.
Why is Kim being all like...
She's being all coy and flirty. Oh, Rocky was just talking with Saba's voice for a second.
Oh. Okay.
Remember how Tommy was at him earlier?
Man, Saba's coming with this.
Whoa,
ass.
Rude. He's bringing the fire. I hate Squat. Why are you twerking at me? Quit twerking at me, Maggle.
Do you remember that time that Saba was like, Tommy, I give up, and then we never heard from him again?
And then he shut down forever?
That was just a regular sword?
This is before that, obviously. Did Squat... What happened? Did he pass out? Why did the door laugh at us? I only understood half of those words.
Anybody could think, I think.
I heard, I used my head good. And I enjoyed that. Why did whoever wrote this, or however this is made, why did they hate Billy, or Adam and Aisha? Why are they like, guys, I have a story. It won't work with six Rangers, but it will work with four. So we need to turn Adam and Aisha into parents.
Sorry, guys, I fell asleep for a second.
I'm
back now.
I was yawning a little bit.
I just don't think I've ever wanted anything to be over this much in my whole life.
No, I've been to church.
I go to work 5 days a week, and I usually don't want that to be over this bad.
Yeah, this is worse than work thing.
You're lucky we love you guys.
Yeah. This is probably not crazy entertaining for you. I hope there's some good jokes in it. I hope you had some fun, because we didn't. How much time do we have left?
About 10 minutes.
About 10 minutes. How on earth
are we going to make it?
Are we going to make it? How
does this end?
How can they end this?
Do they just save Adam and Ish, and then Zed goes, not again! And then the door closes, because there's no curtain. There's just a big door.
Because look, they've already beaten two monsters. One of those monsters beat both Megazords.
One of those monsters was a murder machine. The other one
fell apart because it was a little loud.
It was a pile of trash that they put together into kind of a shape.
Into a human-ish shape. Human with some weird elephantitis of the middle section.
These poor actors, too. Right?
I know. Like, God, they're probably sweating bullets in those. Also, I want nothing more than to clobber this Billy actor. He is doing too much. He is being too much. Every step he takes is, like, punctuated. Every word has a corresponding hand gesture. I'm sure this is the way. He's even... They made David Yost talk weird so it fit the hands. Oh, it's gold. Guys, it's just Goldar.
He's not doing it. He's just telling the putties to go.
How many times have they fought the putties? How many times?
900 times.
This is an exercise of futility, is what this is.
You can't even get a good putty pop, because it's a stage show with real people.
No, that was kind of neat. Rocky just ran over two of them, but... And now he's making them run away. What's the plan?
There isn't one. Hey, do some cool flips for the kids. That's the plan.
Make them yell "Go Go Power Rangers" 12 times,
or just loudly,
or just yell. I don't know if you ever heard a child yell, but I cannot imagine the 70,000 children that might have been there. You can't get your pair of friends. This is how it ends. Oh, good. The aliens are still here.
And they have glow stick whips.
They got glow whips. What? I can't even form a sentence right now. I'm so flabbergasted at these aliens. Why are they, Josh? Can you explain to me why they are?
I can't. No, I can't.
Because they don't. Contribute anything
at all?
Those could have been just squatting Babu.
Or just some buddies, or just not on the stage.
This is, okay.
Oh, they're there so they can whip these whips around.
These are the only two people they can find to do whips. And
they are a stage show exclusive enemy.
I don't even know if they have names. oh, what's going to happen now?
They're making another monster.
Oh, boy. I will say this. It does... Oh, Zed's big? In a cave? On Earth?
It's his Zed cave, though.
Right.
What if with all the kids yell Zords? With a what reflector?
Spot reflector? Oh my god, that's a big Zed.
Like an actual big Zed?
Yeah.
Oh man, that's cool.
That's neat. This is bananas.
That's where all the budget went. That's why the rest of the show is so bad.
That kid is like, what the heck?
What is a spot reflector? Is that like a compact? Mom, pull out your makeup thing.
Mom, I need your makeup right now. Oh, it's like everyone got a little mirror.
They must have handed those out, right?
I assume so. That's the worst professional wrestling chant. Do you think any of that light is actually getting reflected back?
No.
I'm going to say no.
Also, all of the stage actor rangers were doing the chant, but I only heard Billy.
Only Billy was talking, yeah. This is the climax. This is the finale of...
This is the grand finale. I hope he explodes in a puff of confetti.
Well, I can't pop, and I gotta go on tour next. You think this is the first show, or do you think this is, like, in the middle somewhere? Because there were definitely some bugs, but less than I thought right. There would be.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Oh, hey, they're back to a people again. Nobody talk. Hey. Oh, no. Wait, Goldar's there.
More light. More light.
Go, go, more Power light. Rangers.
Ah!
Oh, it's like we were there.
Hey, guess what they're doing? They're fighting putties again.
They're fighting putties again while Goldar oversees it. This is the 1100th time
that exact situation
that this has happened. What song is this? Is We Will Win?
I don't know. They all sound the same until the chorus.
I think it's the same. I think it's I Will Win. Yeah, it is. Ah! Win! I don't know any other words besides I Will Win. That was a very delayed yeah, Kim.
Yeah.
Oh, you hit him in the Z.
Like how they're doing the freeze frame pose on the stage. Right. Are they still just standing up there?
I hope so. Tommy and Rocky are chilling.
They're just chilling out. That part of the battle is frozen?
I guess. Oh, they are.
They are just standing there.
Oh, boy. They're missing by a million miles.
Yeah, it's not even close.
I mean, I guess like after...
This is faker than wrestling, I think.
This is about as fake as professional football, I would say.
This might even be as fake as boxing.
It might be. All right, Goldar, the jig is up. Oh, never mind. Nope, he calmed down.
He made an avalanche instead.
Oh, well, Goldar got... Oh, thank God. a resolution to the aliens.
They're like a weird combination of Foot Soldier and New Krang.
Yeah, they're like New Krangs if New Krangs were made of putties.
But in like a Foot Soldier suit.
Yeah.
I hope you won't. Not in a stage show capacity, at least.
And then that's it. For what?
You fought the putties the best.
What are you congratulating them on?
Billy was looking straight down at his feet when he was thanking the crowd.
Hey, why did it take you like 12 hours to come find us in the cave that you were in twice?
No, no!
No, not more! What? They just said the same thing five different times.
Be a good person and don't be a jerk. Oh, that's it.
Oh, it's over. Hallelujah. Oh, guys, okay. Ooh. All right, Josh, final thoughts.
No, my brain melted. I don't have thoughts anymore. We'll see you guys next
Dragon
week.
Warrior? Is that all of Dragon Warrior on... Top 10 begin. I don't know what that means. Never mind that. Okay, so that happened to us.
Are you all good to be part of it?
I hope.
If you made it this far, you're the real medal of some type.
You're the real MVP of this. So, morphingrid.tumblr.com is our website. You can email us at lilies.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter, morphingrid, Facebook, facebook.com/morphingrid. Guys, I can't even. I can't even pretend to want to do this.
We'll see you next week where we do something else entirely.
No. Okay, no. We got a couple things we got to do first. We got some housekeeping. All right, you guys know where to find us. We said that 1,000 times right now. I have faith that you know where to find us. If this is your first episode, I'm sorry. I'm real sorry.
It's at the beginning.
It's at the beginning.
Check that out.
It's also in the description of the episode. You'll be fine. I think it's probably also on the iTunes page. I don't know. Anyway, we got three more? What even day is it anymore? I don't even...
It's Saturday.
Okay, so this is going up on the 7th. Okay, so then next week is going to be the Pokemon.
Okay, I worked on that a little bit today.
Okay, I'm going to have to bust my hiney to get that right, or else I'm literally going to steal from Sky and
Shannon.
I'm going
to steal some. So if you have any ideas for that, send them in so I can steal
from
it.
So we can take them. They only did the original six, and so, like, we still got to figure out the others.
I'm doing the other three, the new three, and I'm doing Tommy twice because I feel like he would have two different teams.
A White Ranger and a Green Ranger team.
Yeah.
And then the 21st, which is the week after that, is going to be a email episode. We got four emails. If you guys want us to, if you have any things you would like to say to us, any thoughts you want us to discuss, et cetera, email us before, let's say, the 16th. I don't know. I'm just kind of ballparking here. And we'll add those to the show. And then on the 25th, that's Christmas, we're going to put up a Christmas episode. And I think that's all the Christmas stuff there is for Power Rangers. I don't know.
I think so.
I don't know.
I don't know if later seasons do anything.
They probably do, but I don't know if it'll match up quite as well. And also, they're probably in continuity. Unlike this one.
Oh, yeah.
So maybe we'll just have to watch Alpha's Magical Christmas again.
You were trying real hard.
To get this podcast
to
canceled?
To end this podcast. You want to do a Legend of the Hidden Temple podcast that bad? End this one?
No, I don't want to.
I am never watching Alpha's Magical Christmas again in my entire life.
I will. Maybe I will by myself. And I'll just do...
That's fine.
I'll do a little episode on it. I'll put it up. Then on the
whoops.
Then we got the two episodes coming out the week of the 28th. So there's we got the Zio Serial and the Morphies. Those are both going out that week because there's no other time. We had to do them. Then it'll happen. It'll be fun. So if you have any categories for the Morphe Awards, go ahead and send those to us so we can.
I'm gonna be honest. You can send them to us right now. I'm still not gonna come into that prepared.
Even though twice in a row after we're done, you're like, hey, maybe we should prepare next time. One of these times we'll actually prepare. And then after that is Zio.
I guess.
Yeah, man. I'm pretty excited for Zio. I'm exhausted now from that.
I feel you.
Okay. All right, guys. Thanks for listening. I didn't edit like any of it, so hopefully hopefully it was listenable. I want you to watch it with the stage show. But I don't because I like you.
And I don't want you to have to watch that. I don't want you to
go through that. But I feel like there's more context if you watch this bonkers, really awful thing that was huge.
Yeah, did you see all the people?
There was like 90,000 people there. I mean, there wasn't because then it would set an indoor record and WrestleMania 3 couldn't claim that title. But there was.
Hey, remember how they set a record at every place they go? Every time they go
there? They haven't done that in a while. They I guess the jig is up for them. Anyway, thank you for listening. We'll see you next time. I already forgot what it is. You can go back a couple minutes to find out. But until then,
may the power protect you from this awful, awful garbage show.
I'm just jumping right in. Cool.
Not when you're looking at me like that. It's not cool.